Blog Talk Radio.
Where my co-host at? Come on, Octavia.
Okay, I need my phone up because I'm going to call him.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, man. I'm so sorry, everybody. We are on the air. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you got interviewed. But anyway, Octavia's here, and I got Brianna here. We just realized that we are on the air. It's Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
We're getting ready to promote this. We're getting ready to pump it up, let everybody know that we're on the air. And you're tuned in to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, and we're excited to be here because we believe that this is an opportunity to share. What are we sharing? Well, we're sharing a lot of things. And we're going to be talking about, what was our theme today?
Today we will be discussing how to see the signs of abuse, whether it's emotional or physical. Mental abuse. And what could you do and what would you do if you know somebody that's being abused?
The signs of abuse. How to know it, how to understand what it is. And Octavia's got, she's interviewing somebody, so she's going to be back. And right now I got Brianna. Brianna, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're talking about abuse and how it affects us and you being a person. I'm sure that just like all of us, we've been abused in our life. In what ways have you been abused?
Just pretty much physically, you know, thinking that you're in love with somebody and turn out that that person don't love you and you're in love by yourself. It really takes a toll on us females because, you know, you really putting your all into that relationship and that person don't give it back to you, and you realize that, you know, this person is not, you know, for you, so you got to know when to, you know, get up and leave and not be with that person anymore.
So you got to know when to get up and leave. It's hard to get up and leave if you love somebody. How can you give somebody, what could you tell someone that's having a hard time just leaving someone, you know, because think about it. If you have a kid by somebody, y'all in a relationship, how do you leave them?
It's really, especially, you know, very young, it's really, really hard. But, you know, what I did was I stopped, you know, answering the phone calls, answering the text messages. You know, it takes the smallest things for you to do for them to, you know, realize and click in their head that, you know, they don't want you to be bothered with. So stop answering the phone calls, stop texting, stop letting that person know or their family know that you're going to do this and this and that and where you're going to be at. I mean, and that person is going to get it that you don't want to be around them anymore. So it's just the little things to do for you to stop, you know, get yourself into that situation.
We're talking about abuse. This is Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, the National Mad Dads. We're calling from the national headquarters. And today is a special day because we meet every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. You got a pencil and paper, write it down. We're going to be at 3023 4th Avenue South. We're going to be partnering with Urban Ventures and our Family Time and our Healthy Relationship Group. And we'll be meeting about relationships and how to make them healthy for you. You know, so we're talking right now about abuse in a relationship. And if you call our number, 347-215-9262, we get you plugged in. You can come to our support group. We meet every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and we'd love for you to come. I see we got lots of callers in. I'm going to go right to Brianna. I'm going to go right to our caller.
Yeah.
The number is 7103. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hey, BJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. How are you doing? I just saw you cross the street.
Hey, well, you know, we're talking about abuse in relationships and some signs of how do you know when you're in an abusive relationship and some things you can do to fight. Tell me a little bit about.
I'm over here at MagDag, but I'm doing pretty good. Like, you know a sign, you know, if that one of the signs of being in an abusive relationship is if the person constantly blames you and, like, doesn't want to hang out with your friends and always tries to hit you. And that's when you know that you need to get away from that person, because if you don't, you know, you possibly might end up dying.
You know, and people have died because, you know, sometimes people are psychotically jealous. And if they don't want you to deal with anybody else, they could kill you or hurt you really bad.
Yes, and that's when you know you need to get away from that kind of drama, because you don't want nobody like that, you know, in your life.
And so how did you do it? How did you get out of that relationship?
Well, you know, I just talked to the person and I told them, you know, if you want to always blame me and try to put your hands on me, we don't need to be in a relationship. I said, because I put my time and my trust in you, and for you to do that to me, you know, for you to hurt me and stuff, I'm not going to put up with that. So this relationship has to end.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I thank you for getting out of a relationship. And you say you're across the street?
Yes, at Mad Dad's.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, we're across the street at Mad Dad's, too. Well, keep listening. Are you going to stay tuned? Are you going to keep listening?
Yeah, I'll call in every day.
Okay, we appreciate you. Thanks, honey. All right, baby.
Yep.
Bye-bye. That was really great to hear her talk about relationships and how she's been able to fight against that negative relationship. Our number again is 347-215-9262. And if you're ready to talk and you want to say something, push 1. It will give a signal on our satellite studio here, and we'll be able to get you on the air. And we really appreciate that. You know, I just wanted to say that it's not always the women that get abused either, and sometimes it is the men. And we were just talking to a young man in the cafeteria in the conference room today that he had been in an abusive relationship. So men get abused too, right?
Men do get abused, especially, you know, they don't want to show that emotion. They don't want to really, you know, let that person know that they've been abused. I mean, I had a friend who was, you know, really abused by his girlfriend, and he used to come in and work with, you know, scars on his hands and scars on his back, and he'll make excuses like, yeah, I play basketball, and, you know, I try to dunk the rim, and, you know, I got scars on my hand, and I knew the signs that, you know, she was really abusing him really badly. He didn't know how to get out in that situation, and, I mean, it's hard for males to get out of situations when you're abused than females, because they don't want to show sign of weakness. They don't want to show that, you know, they're weak or they can't handle that woman. But, I mean, me and VJ are here to let you know, every male, every female, if you are being abused, you need to leave that relationship right away, ASAP. You need to call the cops, call whoever you can call, whoever you can trust to get out of that relationship, because at the end of the day, the person that is abusing you, they're going to walk around, you know, not a care in the world, not thinking about you. You know, you're just another person that they just hit and, you know, just died, and they're not going to think about you. They're not going to show up to your funeral. So it's very important to make sure that if you are abused and you do know the signs, that you need to leave and you need to call the police or call anybody. So you need to get to a safe environment. And by coming to our support group, you know, it really helps out a lot, especially for people in those situations. So.
And sometimes when you grow up, I think you grow up around things that are negative. And if you're used to seeing people get slapped on and beat on, and if you're used to seeing people get stomped down in your family, then you when you get in a relationship, you start beating people and stomping them and doing all those things because you feel like it's that's how we roll. That's kind of how we do it in our house. You know, I'll slap you. I remember I went in a family's home once, and there was a 4-year-old girl, a 6-year-old girl, a 12-year-old girl, and a 14-year-old girl. And the oldest slapped the younger one. The younger one slapped the younger one. Everybody got slapped on down to the baby. and they would all, it started at the top, and mama would slap the oldest girl, and she would slap everybody else, and everybody was just slapping on everybody, and it all started in the family. To them, that was normal. That was a normal family. They grew up thinking that was normal, but it was not normal.
That's not normal.
It's not normal to abuse your family, and, you know, I think that's why they got laws now, because sometimes people get a little bit over, you know, it used to be all right back in the day, you get a whooping. A whooping was, you got a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can't walk no more, you know, and you get dropped off at the hospital because you got a whooping.
Yeah,
I mean.
You get arrested.
There's a difference between a whooping and a beating.
There really is. Whooping is training your child. Their child doing something wrong. The Bible said train your child as the way they should go. If your child is doing wrong and you know they're doing wrong, the mom and the dad has the right to whoop you. Now, if you're beating on the child and they got bruises all over them, then you're going way over to the extreme. That's not a whooping. That's not discipline. You're beating your child because you're a man and you're taking your frustrations out on that child. That's not right.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. I'm VJ Smith, and you are?
I'm Brianna Baker.
And then we're doing this every Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday from 1 o'clock until about 1:30, just talking to you about issues that we think that are important to you that can help you in your life. Now, I know for sure that a lot of you that listen have been to our support group. We encourage you to continue to come every Tuesday and also on Thursdays at 5 o'clock, where there's meal and daycare, to try to help you pull your life together and do some things that you need to do. You cannot say that you're in a good relationship if you're afraid to open your mouth in front of guests. You cannot say that you're in a good relationship if you're scared to ask for certain things. You cannot say that you're in a good relationship if you can't talk like you want to your friends in front of this person. You cannot say you're in a good relationship if you have to hide stuff all the time. You can't say you're in a good relationship if you have to wear sunglasses because you got a black eye. But then you tell everybody, oh, he loves me so much. You know, he hit me in my eye and he kicked me in my stomach. But then he bought me some flowers and he gave me some perfume and took me out to dinner. And we had a wonderful time and, you know, we made love and it was so wonderful. You can't say that, can you?
You cannot say that. Girl, don't fool yourself. Or, fellas, do not fool yourself. That ain't love. Especially if they say it's your fault. You're the reason why. You made me the way I am. Or they say, I hate you because I love you. No. This is not a Tina Turner movie. What's love got to do with it? It ain't happening.
So many of you come up with excuses. I stayed with him because he's my baby's daddy. And, you know, my baby needs a daddy. And if it takes a little bit of abuse to have a whole lot of support or have a whole lot of man in my house, I'm willing to do that. But that's not right.
That's not right. Woman, you can take care of your child on your own. Trust me. I know. I'm a single mom. I don't need somebody who, you know, to be there. I mean, I do need somebody to be there for my father, for my child. But, I mean, if that person is going to keep hitting you, you don't need him. You could do it on your own. Every single mother can do it on their own. If you're in an abusive relationship, then you need to get out of there quickly.
And there's places that you can go. There's numbers you can call. If you dial 211, I think it's 211 that you can dial. There's resources that will help you as a woman. And you know what? I would say, wouldn't it be better to leave everything than to try to save all your little stuff and maybe lose your life?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, you may lose your little stereo or your little sound system or your nice little couch and love seat.
Yeah, Gucci shoes or whatever, but I'd rather for you guys to leave out the house and be safe than stay there and get killed in front of your child.
We're talking about abuse and what you can do to fight it, and the number is 347-215-9262, and all you do is push 1, and I'll get a little light up here that will say, you want to talk about it. Right now we got callers on the line, but I see, oh, there's somebody. You know what? There's somebody just said, VJ, I want to talk about this abuse. And wait a minute, wait, what'd she do? Did you change your mind? What'd you do? Let me find out.
Yeah.
What? What you laughing for?
Because I made a mistake and pushed one. I wasn't ready.
I really
don't have nothing to say about that subject because I've never been abused. I might abuse. No, I'm just playing. I was waiting.
But you can give some advice. How to, as a woman, well, you know what? As a woman, I know that you've met guys, you like, nope, I can tell right now that he one of them dudes that'll hurt you, you know? And you, what you did, the reason why you didn't get abused is because you knew ahead of time, no, he ain't the one. I can't deal with nobody like that, right?
The one I just ran from was like that. You know, I kind of was around him a little bit too long. So I guess I think what happens is we do notice it right away because I did notice it right away. I think we just waste a little time sometimes, some more than others. Me, I won't waste that much time, so I run, you know, quicker than others. But yeah,
you know,
I wanted to ask you a question
because. And that's what I like about you. You're very smart and clever when it comes to checking relationships out and knowing. But what advice do you give to women? They get in there and the guy makes it all good, and then all of a sudden he turns into this demon, and you're afraid to leave. You're afraid to get out. What advice do you give to women that are in that situation?
Well, I talk to people all the time, and I mean, like I always tell my friends, if you don't feel loved in a relationship, why would you stay there? You know, because it's almost like you're draining yourself. You're showing all this love to somebody. You're doing all these nice things for him, being nice to him, but he's treating you like crap. That makes no sense. And to me, that's a lot of people that's not loving themselves. You know, because I know for me, the reason why I don't go through it like that, because I love myself too much to allow somebody to treat me bad, you know, or to be disrespecting me and stuff like that. So I'd rather leave and be by myself, leave, you know, alone, not lonely, but be alone than to go through the things that men are trying to offer out here. Some women don't like being by themselves, and they need to get over that because they're always, I'm lonely, I need a man. No, you don't need a man. You know, what you need is love from your family and your children, you know, and from whoever's going to give it to you rather than be with somebody that's going to constantly abuse you, and I see it every day.
You know, you just said a perfect statement. Especially the younger girls, they feel like it's almost okay. It's okay for me to just have a booty call versus to having a real man in my life. And, you know, and sometimes you get stuck. You might get stuck with a booty call, and not that booty call will block you from even getting a real man.
That's exactly what happens because booty calls start trying to take control too. They start thinking they somebody too. That's exactly how you get a man. You go from booty call to I think I'm your man to girl, you know I'm your man. You know, that's exactly how it goes. You know, so you have to block all of that. Women don't, I don't know, women have to get a little bit stronger than these men. Some women are too weak for these men, and I don't know why, because half of these men don't even have nothing. I don't even understand what they weak for. You know, I'm not talking about people, but I don't understand it. You know, for me, I'd rather run away from you than for you to drag me through the mud. I see a lot of these men as like I'm walking up a ladder and they pulling me down by my leg. That's what it seems like to me, being like that. That's being abusive and not giving you or saying the things that you need to hear. You know, like the last guy I ran away from, he was constantly down in everything I did just because he wasn't doing it. You know, so it's like, okay, you're trying to pull me down and keep me on your level, and I can't stay there, so I had to run. Some people don't notice that and don't run fast enough. I got running shoes. Y'all notice I got running shoes.
Hey, I like that in you. You know, I think if you're in a relationship with someone, and if they're not building you up and making you feel like the queen that you are, or the king that you are, or that special person that you are, then you don't need anybody in your life that's going to abuse you or put you down. I mean, we got enough people in our circle around us every day on a daily basis that are putting us down, that are talking about us, that are, you know, I mean, just think, somebody was saying the other day that, man, you don't know how many people want to see you fail, VJ. I mean, they just want to see you fail. And I mean, not for any reason, not that they would gain anything, not that they would get anything, but just to see me fail. I'm thinking, wow, that's crazy. I don't even know nobody I want to see fail. I want to see people be something. How can you think like that? That's what abusers think like.
Yep, exactly. And you have to notice that, you know, because a person that really loves you wants you to be somebody. They want you to, you know, they want you to check out every avenue you check out to try to be somebody. They want that for you, and they try to motivate that. If you have somebody that's not, that's always talking down on your job efforts, on all your efforts in life, period, you don't need to be with them. But women stay with them, and all they can say is, because I love him. They can't even explain the love. What do you love? Him to put you down? You love him to beat you up? I mean, I never understood that, because that's the only answer afterwards, but I love him. What do you love? You have to love something, and I don't understand that.
Well, see, I like that, and I appreciate you stick and stay with us. And see if you can call your friend. She can call us with a spoken word or two. You know, she hasn't called in lately. So see if we can get her on the line, too. Hey,
okay.
So we got about 9 minutes left, and so thank you, Sarita. That's my girl, Sarita. She is a dedicated listener to Mad Dad's Radio, and she's always got something great to say and great to offer. There's a lot of good things she had to say.
She really did. You know, love our girl Sarita. You know, she always gives the good positive things, you know, don't see nothing negative, you know, always put the smile on people's face. So, you know, I really like her.
Yeah, she got about 15 boyfriends. I think I know about 10 of them, you know. Five of them, I don't know. They like them down low, you know. One of these days she'll give us all the information, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, the dude that marries her has got to marry all 15 of them dudes. That's cool, though. That's my girl. That's right. Absolutely. That's my people. You know, when you talk about abuse, you must talk about the family abuse, too, not just in a relationship. But I know there's some parents that abuse their kids. In a really bad way, and kids grow up afraid. I have been to a kid's house, and they won't talk. They'll talk to me all day long about all kind of stuff, and as soon as I walk in their house, they just shut down. Like, I can't tell you nothing, I can't say nothing, because I'll get in trouble. And parents, you have to realize what you do to your kids when you do that, right?
Yeah, you really do, especially when they grow up, because then they have that mentality, like, they have that mentality in their mind where they can't, where they're afraid to tell somebody, or if they tell that person, they're afraid that they might tell their mom or tell their dad. You know, they'd be afraid to let them know, especially with certain information that they really need to let out, and they're afraid to say something because they're afraid they get in trouble. I mean, you shouldn't. Any kid shouldn't have to feel that way, or feel afraid to tell somebody what's wrong.
You know, I remember being in school, and there was this bully. He's a white boy. He was a bully, man, and I did something really mean, and I shouldn't have did it, but he was always bullying me, and he was too big for me to fight. He was just so big. So what I did, I put some ammonia in a spray bottle, and when the next time he was just getting ready to hit me like he always did, and I just didn't really want to. He was too big. I couldn't beat him up. I tried. I couldn't beat him up. But I sprayed his eye with that. I mean, I sprayed, and I sprayed, and I sprayed, and he cried, and he cried. But then one day I seen him with his dad, and his dad was mean to him and hitting him upside his head and treating him bad. And I said to myself, he was treating me bad because he gets treated bad. And all he was doing is being a bully because he got bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not right. It's not right. You shouldn't have to. No kid should ever feel bullied at all, especially to another kid. It takes a toll and effect on them. It really does.
So have you ever been bullied?
Actually, yeah, I have been bullied plenty of times when I was in high school, but I learned how to fight and box, so don't nobody bully me now. But, I mean, you shouldn't have to take that toll just to fight somebody to get off it. You should go tell a teacher or a parent, but, I mean.
So who taught you how to fight and box?
I taught myself how to fight and box.
Have you got your butt whooped a few times? You've been, wait a minute, I think I need to throw it. How did she hit me like that? I think I need to hit her like she hit me.
All right. It's a 1-2 jab, and you good.
Yeah. After you got a few whoopings, you taught yourself real quick, huh?
I did. I mean, my mom didn't raise no fools, so, you know, got to learn how to fight. Nowadays, people got to learn how to fight and defend themselves, but you shouldn't have to take that point in your life to actually fight. But, I mean, some situations you do, so. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you You made it through high school, and now that you're a proud parent and you're able to, you know, to do what you need to do for your family You have a daughter now, so how old?
Yeah, she's 4. She'll be 5 in June. She's going to kindergarten, my little baby. So very proud of her. She actually scored on her kindergarten score. It was 30. The score was out of 30. She got a 50 out of 30. So she's one of the top high smartest kids in her school, in her class. So Mama's very proud of her.
Hey, that's good. That's great. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-215-9262. We got about 4 minutes left. I'm going to go back to Mama Sarita. Mama Sarita, I'm getting ready to get you back on there because I have a couple of questions for you, if you don't mind. Mama Sarita.
Yes.
Hey, you know, we were talking about this subject of abuse and what you can do to fight it. And it seems like nowadays our young girls put up with just about anything just to say they got a man.
Right. Yes, they will. That's what I say.
And, you know, they will even put up with making themselves get pregnant just to hold on to a man.
And he don't say. I got a sister just had a baby by somebody else's man. And he's right there with his girlfriend. He ain't nowhere around her.
Mm-mm. He don't stay because I feel like if a female should get themselves just to go that far to get pregnant by a man, then they really don't love us. They don't love themselves, and they really look ridiculous by doing that because at the end of the day, they're not going to stay. They're not going to be a real family, and they're going. And you're the one stuck pregnant for nine whole months carrying that baby. He's not stuck carrying that baby. You is. You're stuck taking all the responsibilities.
You're not thinking about the well-being. Uh-huh.
There's no point.
And you say they're not thinking about the well-being?
It's the well-being of your children because, I mean, when you think about having a kid, you want to have a kid and be with the father and y'all have a loving family. But, see, it takes love first. What people are skipping, it don't just take sex and have a baby. You got to have love first. And then when you have a baby, that parent is going to still be there for that child because that parent naturally loves you. Whether he stay with you or not, he's going to take care of his baby because he made that baby from love. You know, people don't understand when you're just making babies from sex, it's easy to run away because I really wasn't trying to hit you up. I wasn't trying to get you pregnant. I was just trying to dip on you the way they say it. You know, you was just my dip. I was just hitting you. And then these girls go out and have babies, you know, and then they're stuck. I got a sister with 4 babies. And neither one of those daddies at home with her. Why? Because she had all these babies out of sex, and she thought that little sex, that little thing she thinks she got, was going to keep somebody, and that's not what keep men. What keeps somebody and keep a house together is love, not sex. Anybody can jump off of the same window sills you jumping off of. I keep trying to tell these women that. There's somebody out there that do the same thing and more that you would do, but love is different. That's what differentiates you in these households, love.
You know, I had a question for you. We got a minute and 34 seconds left. It's funny how some people can grow up in the same family and come out so totally different. How did you do that? You got with a man that loved your babies and loved you and probably would still be with you if you wasn't so mean. So how did you do, don't laugh. How did you do that?
You know what? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a very strong person, and my mother was strong. I think I implemented my mother in a lot of things because I noticed when my dad wasn't doing right, she left my dad. You know, she didn't stay with him and let him dog out. She left him, but she allowed him to still take care of his kids. He always had us with him all the time, you know. So I think a lot of my stuff come from my mother's strength. You know, I just got a little bit stronger. My mother always said that I'm the boy she never wanted. You know, she thinks I'm way too strong, too. But I don't know. I think it helps me in life, you know, to see the BS and to know when to run and not to stay. You know, I just don't have time to play games. You know, my life is precious to me.
I love your strength. I love you. I love your strength. And you're one of the females that came into my life. And I'm just so glad that you came into my life. I really got the chance to understand you and know you. And I want to thank you for the gift that you bring to Mad Dads and all the stuff that you do to help people in our community because you really do have a passion to make a difference. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, too. I love you, too.
All right. Well, we listened to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and you were talking to Mama Sarita. And we want to thank you to continue to tune in to us every Tuesday. We love you. God bless you.
Bye.
Okay.